Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 17 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Pinch. I met up with
Maddie Mako,
Zohar Adner,
and
Ashley Ward.
And I ordered
4.5 inches of hot sausage and 5 inches of cheese.
Today is day 17, October 17th, and I'm going to Pinch, which is on Park Avenue South between 27th and 28th Street.
So the pizza just arrived, and it arrived on like one of those 6 foot long Subway platter type cardboard things. It's really cool. Presentation wise, I don't think I've ever seen pizza delivered in such a way. It's about 3 feet long, right? Or would you say about 3 feet long? And the crust is real nice and uniform and very crispy on the outside. You can see that from here. The cheese, I ended up getting 5 inches, which is equivalent to one slice. So 5 inches of smoked mozzarella and 5 inches of hot sausage. That's what I ordered. I just ordered that. But the sausage does look pretty well distributed. But you know, it's only 5 square inches for it to
only. To be. I feel like you couldn't have handled more than 5 inches of hot sausage. There's no way.
We'll see. I'm gonna put down these 5 inches.
Well, don't forget, he gets to smoke afterwards.
Smoked mozzarella. And it seems like the mozzarella, smoked mozzarella, is a lot more mozzarella, but it looks similar to just the plain. It's just extra cheese on it. So, we'll see.
It tastes smoky, because I have it
on. Oh, nice. All right, well, I'm going to eat it now. We just finished our pizza. I ended up having 4.5 inches of hot sausage. And
couldn't handle it.
5 inches of cheese. I had 5 inches of cheese. And I was amazed that I still have quite an appetite. I think I could still, I mean,
I think you have a tapeworm. God, that's a lot of pizza.
Well, I could eat something that's not pizza. Oh, great. This is not going well.
That's the problem with thin crust.
It was very thin. What I was trying to say. Yeah, the thin crust. On the pizza, and it was extremely thin. It was pretty much like a cracker, and but it tasted good. You know, it was like a good tasting cracker.
And
it was good sauce, and the cheese
was delicious. I realize what I'm saying, cracker, and then you have a real thick Southern accent.
What?
It just makes
what are you
me
trying to say?
He's saying you might find some association between you and crackers.
I do like crackers and cheese.
We tolerate you too.
Oh, hell no. You're not going down like this.
Okay. So we learned a new game today called the penis game. And what's funny to me is that the game existed before today. How did you hear about this game in Zohar?
I have hung around theater circles, and, you know, as you grow up, sometimes your games don't.
Can you explain the rules of the game?
Sure. The rules of the penis game is... Okay, I will repeat. The rules of the penis game is to go around the table with one person saying the word penis, and then to slowly increase the volume level at which the next person says penis, to the point where you're pretty much yelling out penis, and you stop once somebody at another table notices, or you just lose yourself by crying too much. But it's such a fun game.
Well, the reason why it came about is because this pinch was very loud when we first got here, and then it sort of quieted down randomly. And then we started playing the game.
And because we were mentioning 5 inches of hot sausage and you stuffing your mouth on the sausage and all that, let's not leave out the most important inspiration.
Yeah, it's all you, Sean.
And your amazing ability to handle hot sausage.
Although, so, I had to share the hot sausage with you. I had to take on some of Sean Taylor's hot sausage for him.
Could not handle it.
Couldn't handle the hot sausage. So I got to put that in my mouth.
I think that this might be how a lot of conversations end up when you go to Pinch. Because it's pizza by the inch.
Oh, I'm telling you, every time I've been here, they're always like this. But that's mainly because I'm a terrible person.
So it could be that...
It could be that no one
has figured out heard us on the penis game, because everyone else was playing it too, because they all were inspired by the same thing. It's like,
exactly.
How many inches?
Yeah, I don't think it's that unusual.
We just finished our pizza, or we finished a little while ago, but Maddie had to leave. So now me and Zohar and Ashley are still in Pinch. And it's quieted down quite a bit. Like, inside here, right around lunch hour, it's very loud. But as far as the pizza is concerned, it's really good. I mean, it was a very thin crust, and it was—it seemed like the way it's cooked, it becomes not only thin, but crunchy and crispy, which does a pretty good job for supporting the cheese and the sauce, because they put quite a bit of cheese on, especially when you order cheese on top of cheese, which is apparently what I did, because I ordered smoked mozzarella, 5 inches of smoked mozzarella, and then they put that on top of the plain, and then I also ordered hot sausage, 5 inches of hot sausage, and I ended up eating 4.5 inches of that topping. So I ended up eating 4.5 inches of hot sausage.
Gee.
I think that that must happen.
Funny,
it must happen here in Pinch, because Zohar, is this the first time you've been to Pinch?
This is my first time here at Pinch, yes.
But it is pretty funny that there's pizza by the inch and then they have meat toppings, right?
Well, the pizza by the inch, it's weird, and then they call it hot sausage as opposed to spicy sausage, and that would have just totally taken out. But the word sausage in general is just going to get you into trouble.
Right. I think that they are to blame for like lowbrow conversations that happen to take place. I'm not going to say whether they took place at our table, but the conversations did take place. But what did you have today, Zohar, at Pinch?
I had 5 inches of sun-dried tomato and 5 inches of grilled eggplant.
What did you think of each one?
The eggplant was a little subtle. It didn't really add enough extra flavor for me to want to order it again, but the sun-dried tomato was very good.
Are you a big tomato fan?
You know, I took a chance on this one. I don't normally order the sun-dried tomato. My typical is like mushrooms or peppers. But I wanted to go different here, because I'm ordering pizza by the inch. I'm going to go totally different all the way.
That is something that's nice about it, is you can just try like one to, you know, 1 inch if you're not really sure.
We've been on 4 inches.
Oh, well, then it's still kind of cool. It's 4 inches.
But you can mix it up.
Yeah, and then they'll serve it all, which was kind of cool. They served it all on a gigantic platter, which the presentation alone is sort of worth the trip. But you having never been here before, would you come back?
I thought the ingredients were very fresh, and if I was in the neighborhood, I would definitely come back. I don't know if I'd make a special trip all the way out here to have it.
Well said. I think that's a good point. I mean, because I think that, like, the last time I was here is last year when I was here for Pizza Month with Ashley. And this time, do you know, Ashley, when I had the cheese, I know it was called smoked mozzarella.
Yeah.
But I did notice it was like I was tasting cheese plus smoke, and I don't know if that's what they intended. It almost tasted as if like it had too much smoke within the cheese. What did you think about your side? What did you eat?
I had 6 inches of smoked mozzarella and pepperoni. And I have a little cold, I'm sorry. And it was good, but yeah, but I think that's how smoked cheese always tastes. Like smoked Gouda, it always has a real strong smoky flavor, but I like that. Like I like those almonds that are smoky.
And so have you been here?
I'm related to pizza.
Have you been here since last year?
Yeah, a couple of times. It's real near my work, but I don't come too often. Just because it kind of takes a long time when you order up front. Because they make it, you know, right, ready to order. It's not like they're cutting a slice off and giving it to you. They make it.
Which is a good thing.
It's
I mean,
great. Yeah, but it's like, oh, I got to build that extra time. Sometimes I'll call ahead and order it, and then I'll just come pick it up. That cuts down on the time.
That's a good idea because, you know, it is true they make it to order, so it does take a little bit longer than maybe a typical New York slice place because they tend to have them, you know, pretty well heated and they just reheat when you arrive. So it's nice to get it fresh.
They have unique boxes, too. When you take it out, I was noticing people coming out, they have a unique elongated box. Right. It's not the typical square one you'll see at most pizzerias. So it's very identifiable.
I think this place is hip or trendy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It seems like it. It hasn't been here that long. I think it was pretty new when we came last year. Like, I think it was about 6 months old, maybe.
It's like a hip twist to, like, a New York slice.
Yeah.
It just takes a little bit longer and costs a little bit more, but,
yeah.
You know, it's worth it for the novelty.
Like Zohar was saying, they do have real good ingredients. Like, I usually get garlic or something on mine, but they have lots of interesting and fresh ingredients that are good.
It also is, like, very clean inside. I mean, spotless on the floor and the nice tables. Everything seems new.
And the waitress was very pleasant.
Yes, the waitress was very...
Even though she was very afraid, there was a lot going on, but she was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this was a fun pizza eating experience, and if you're on the east side, you know, shoot, might as well try it out. You know, one thing though, I've mentioned this several times in the Pizza Journal, but I really like sauce, and the sauce here is good. I just feel like that the smoked cheese sort of covered it a little bit, and that's a shame because it's really good sauce, maybe. But you know what I would do? If I come back, and when I come back, I'm not gonna order double cheese, because in a sense I'd order double cheese when I thought I was just ordering the fresh mozzarella instead of the default cheese here is fresh mozzarella.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to know. So when you order smoked fresh mozzarella, you are ordering a two topping. You are ordering cheese on top of cheese. Yeah. Well, thank you guys very much for joining me for pizza day.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
Connie.
For
it
having
great
me.
Fun.
I'm sorry I'm such a jerk.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.